Okay, Patty, I want hard confirmation that the hangar is clear.
And I'm not giving it to you because it's not true yet.
Can we make it true?
I'm about to move a volatile extraterrestrial device for the third time. But the worst part of my morning was me and Matt closing each other's seals and not being able to tell him what I'm about to do.
And we are clear, Chief. Nobody in the hangar, nobody on the whole floor, just me up in Birdseye.
And just to triple confirm...
I'm all Lloyd suited up and extra annoyed that it's you doing this crap again when it should be me.
Hopefully nobody will have to do this again for a while. Let's just knock it out.
Okay, holler if you need to. And, you know, while you can.
I could have handed this off to Patty, or hell, anybody on the team I thought could handle it. But I want Harrison feeling as much sympathy for me as possible when I make my unreasonable request later.
Okay, so we know this is stupid, but let's get hands on it anyway.
Yeah, got it. Good to go.
And pulling pin number one. And all quiet.
So far, the HARP's unscheduled power-ups have only happened when we actually moved it. But my IED mindset's going nowhere.
And pulling pin number two.
All good.
Okay, Patty, I've got my end and we're ready to move.
Just walk it straight to the mark. Don't get cute.
Can't help it. And lift.
It's still ridiculous, two people carrying something this weirdly light. But we're going to be apart for a while, so even this is something.
You guys are hearing that, right?
Loud and clear. Okay, we're out of the tent, Patty. Can you see us?
Lights are dimming, but yeah, just enough.
Lights are dimming, but I can still make out the whole new improved Hangar 11. The workstation layout's been completely reconfigured for our new mandate. To study and replicate the HARP for field deployment. What we're doing now is placing the last piece of the puzzle so the HARP team nerds can study it under full light without having to make repeated trips into Object E.
I can still see the mark. Can you see it?
I see it.
Like find it in the dark, see it?
Like find it in the dark, see it, absolutely.
Part of me's thinking, God, it's gonna be a long week away from him. Another part, a shittier part, is thinking, you know, when you're as beautiful as him, a week's an eternity.
Okay, guys, I'm probably seconds from losing you. How do you feel?
I'm good. No tiredness, no depression.
Yeah, same. The Lloyd suits are working.
See you on the other side.
And we're dark.
Remember where it is?
Straight on, seven more paces.
And down.
While the HARP's still all the way up, I walk straight to him and mash my helmet against his.
Don't talk. Just listen. I'll be gone for a week. Wait for me.
What are you talking?
Don't talk. Just wait for me. Trust me and wait for me.
I get away from him as the lights slowly come back on.
Guys?
Still here. All good.
Concurring. All good.
We're clear of the mark. You can bring the box down now.
Doing it.
Oh, and Patty, can we chat in Birdseye in a couple minutes?
Yeah, always. Am I in trouble?
More like I am.
All the lights are on, so I can see Matt's face clearly now. How bad he wants to ask. But he's like me. We've both been in the world of need to know so long it's second nature by now.
Tor Labs presents Steal the Stars by Mac Rogers, produced by Gideon Media. Episode 8, The Walls of the Maze.
Hey, Patty.
Everything okay?
Yeah. The suit works great.
No, I mean, just the way you sounded.
I'm gonna ask Harrison for time. A week.
Wait, for real?
You're right. I'm fried. I've pushed way too hard the last couple weeks, especially with this HARP shit. I need to go be crazy somewhere.
Jesus, this is why you think you're in trouble with me? I've been praying to hear this.
Okay, but hold off. When I say I'm gonna ask him for time, I mean I'm gonna do it right now. Like, right after I walk out of this room. And starting tomorrow.
What? That's even better.
No, but listen. That puts you in the hot seat for establishing security protocols for the new Hangar 11. It's a whole new layout. That means new rotations, new guard shift, new everything.
Fine, whatever.
It's gonna be nonstop trial and error figuring out where everybody goes. Like, Just off the top of my head, we're going to want a rack of emergency Lloyd suits out on the floor, which means you can expect major whining from HARP team people whose workstations you have to move. Plus, the Moss and Object E teams are already walking around pissed off. You're going to be baby wiping asses and doing 19-hour days.
Right, that's all part of... Okay, that does sound shitty.
Really shitty.
And the worst will be us not getting to bitch about it over lunch.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Dak, you need this. I mean, you're going to do it right, aren't you?
It's going to be Jack for breakfast and banging stupid dudes for dinner.
Boom! Exactly!
And, you know, probably some naps. I am old.
Naps are awesome. I'm down with naps.
But here's the other part. I know you don't like to talk about it, but if personnel stuff does shift at some point,
God, Jesus,
this could be you very prominently knocking it out of the park. Harrison will see it, and he'll make recommendations based on it.
Except for the part where you're never, ever leaving.
Except for that part.
Right?
So is it cool?
I said right.
I said, is it cool?
Of course it's cool. Whatever you need. One condition.
Hit me.
Come back with stories.
I mean, they're mostly going to be about naps.
Okay, that I would not forgive.
So, tomorrow.
It works just like I was hoping. Harrison's annoyed, at least, but he's also talking to a 4-time HARP survivor just in the last week. It's become clear to me that I've significantly overextended myself, and I'm concerned that I'll reach a point of endangering ongoing operations without rest.
It certainly has been quite a while since you last asked for time.
And if I had any less confidence in Patty, I wouldn't be asking now.
She would be overseeing a crucial transitional period. One with very little margin for error.
I know what vouching for someone means in terms of my own reputation, Director. She'll step up.
Well, if anyone's earned the right to make an assessment like that, it's you. It's funny, I'll...
Sir?
You're the only one here even close to me in age, or maybe temperament. I don't know what word I'm looking for. You're back here 1 week from today.
Thank you, Director.
What are your plans?
Nothing I hope to remember.
Well, then by all means, carry on.
One more stop before I go. The worst one. All around me on the Hangar 11 floor, the victorious HARP team are moving their toys and workstations into place. Grant, of course, is exactly on his mark. Probably to the millimeter. You've got a free rotation after guard shift, right?
Why?
Meet me by the cots. At least when he finds me a few minutes later, he has the decency to look scared.
I'll remind you that I have copies of the video ready to go out if anything should happen to me.
I'm sure you do.
One to Harrison, one to Central, one addressed directly to Trip Hayden.
I'm sure they'll put that right on his desk.
Have you reached a decision?
I'm going away for a week. Leave. Lost time.
That doesn't change your deadline. You owe me an answer.
I've left Patty in charge of reconfiguring security for the new HARP mandate. When I come back in a week, I'm going to realize that Patty's done an unsatisfactory job. In light of this unhappy assessment, I'm going to go to Harrison and recommend that she be removed from the deputy position. He'll accept my recommendation and ask me for a list of replacements. When I give it to him, it'll be one name long.
Excellent. That's what I expected.
Now listen to me, Grant. Are you listening?
What?
This only works if you play it cool. For the next week, you hit all your marks. You leave Patty and Matt alone and do everything normal. If you screw that up, you can still ruin me, but it would be the easiest thing in the world to take you down with me. You want to be chief in 2 years? Hold your fucking water.
Of course, that's what I've always done. Only now I'm finally being rewarded for it. I'll expect to hear some good news in a week.
I need to fly to somewhere driving distance from DC, but it's got to be somewhere that makes sense. I don't think Sierra's going to follow me exactly, but they might keep a broad strokes eye on my transactions. So why would I cross the country for vacation when I work in beachfront California? Unless I go somewhere I used to be stationed. Somewhere they could read a sentimental. A favorite bar, an old boyfriend.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy this nonstop flight to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
After I rent a car and pay for a week in a beach house with my credit card, I withdraw a shitload of cash from a nearby ATM to explain why I don't use the card again for several days. Then all that's left is the 7-hour drive to Washington, D.C., stopping only at the shittiest, least camera-having gas stations along the way. Through my night vision scope, I'm watching Sierra's Arlington headquarters. A half-hour drive from the Pentagon. I know two things from Harrison shooting his mouth off over the years. Trip Hayden works late, and his car is the only one allowed to drive right up to the front doors to pick him up. And there he is, talking to his phone and that poor bastard assistant at the same time. It's 8:13 p.m. Eastern Time. 15 minutes later, Hayden's car lets him out at a hotel I sure wouldn't be able to stay in. Only thing is, he lives in Arlington, with his wife and kids, like, another 10 minutes away. So... he meets her at the hotel bar. She's probably a college graduate. Point is, they talk for at least 10 before heading for the elevators. I could make the move now, but I don't like approaching when he's with the girl. Plus, I really want to get the other thing squared away first. I park one metro stop over from Lisa Fong's apartment. When I was with her before, she went out almost every night, so I'm prepared to wait till the small hours. But I get lucky.
Yes?
Dak for Dakota.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Maybe I should come on in and we'll get this door closed.
Yes, please.
Okay, getting weird.
About once a year, maybe more, maybe once every 9 months, 10 months, I think, will I ever see Dak again?
I'm surprised you're not at a thing.
There were things tonight. There were a few things tonight. I could have picked or gone to all of them.
But instead?
It felt like a night for being alone.
Shit, Lisa, that's my bad.
No, this is even better.
I still drink, if that's...
Yes, drink. Okay, now I know what I'm doing.
And really, just about anything.
In that case, what do you think about really good tequila mixed with really gross margarita mix?
Orgasmic.
Back balcony over the garden?
Our old spot.
Let me get some glasses.
Turns out, good tequila and bad margarita mix are downright medicinal. And I can indulge. None of my stuff's likely to move forward tomorrow.
Honestly, I've not fucked this much since... Okay, when was I in Dubai?
I don't know. How would I know that?
God, could that be 12 years ago? I think it was.
But now you're back.
I'm back big time. Mm. It's like if you don't have meat for a while and then suddenly you have a little and you just go crazy.
Only now it's, I guess, man meat?
Man meat! Cheers.
Ooh, actually, sorry. That's me assuming. Still men, right?
Still men. Still women?
Still women. Well, one man at one point, which was fine. Otherwise, women.
In that case, women meet.
Women meet.
I'm so glad we're still assholes.
Lisa's a low-level diplomat and Mandarin translator. 11 years ago, she agreed to hand off a tablet with what she thought was minor stuff on it to a Chinese intel guy to get out of a bind changed her whole life.
What's up with you, though?
No, we don't have to do that. I just want to be glad for you.
Like I said, I'm an asshole. You can tell me whatever your bad news is, and I'll just sit here feeling great for myself.
Oh, good. Good, as long as you're...
Yeah,
you're...
I'll be fine.
It's boring.
So I'll yawn.
I sort of got my heart... Actually, why am I using the passive voice? Someone broke my heart. I didn't get that done to myself. Someone did it to me.
I'm sorry as shit to hear that.
And she's part of the whole diplomatic circuit, so...
You're not going out to things right now.
I have to go to a certain number of things just to keep my hand in, but... Yeah, she could be in any of them.
American?
English.
Oh, right. You like the accents.
Oh, my God. A woman with one of those, like, BBC News voices, like, earlier today at the House of Lords.
I remember.
But this was a lot more.
I'm sorry as I can be.
It was just a lot more.
You know I kill people, right?
And the silence is her not saying, I remember.
So, I stay home every night I can. Lots of nights I can't. Things are too crazy right now, I can't fall behind.
Do I want to ask?
I mean, not to cast a pall on the margaritas and the sex toys.
My employer, I'm guessing.
It's getting bad, Dakota. I mean, it's getting not funny bad.
Look, I didn't know what else I could
do. I'm not saying I blame you.
I was wrecked, coming back from the thing after you. Everybody who ends up with Sierra is we weren't fit for anything else.
Well, of course, that's what they specialize in.
What?
Moving the walls of the maze around? Giving people the illusion that they solved it by themselves. They moved your walls around, so you ended up there. Doing... Well, I guess I don't know what you do now.
So, you know, the craziest place I've had sex recently?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. It's just, it's fucked up. It's like,
There are so few safe conversations we can have.
Even so, though, nights like this, girls' night, it's... Sort of like the sex. I had no idea I needed it so bad.
You don't have, like, a best girlfriend back in wherever they have you?
I do, kinda, but this isn't possible with her.
Those Sierra contracts are the stuff of legend.
That, yeah, plus, we're both kind of broken in the same way, so I think we just make each other bored and sad.
So, I haven't made you bored and sad.
Okay, well, this margarita mix makes me sad, but...
Hey, I warned you. I warned you. Let the record show that...
It also makes me have to piss like a goddamn hydrant.
Well, I tell you where it is, but is there any way you don't still have the layout memorized?
There's no way. Yeah. Be right back.
I piss for like a century, which gives me plenty of time to look around the bathroom and remember. That's where I stood guard while she showered. Over there's where my team... Straight up executed a guy. Cause cleanup's easier on tile. When I step back onto the balcony, I know, even with her back to me, that the party's over. We're into that shitty stretch when the booze first starts wearing off, but you're still far from sleep.
Sorry, Dak. You want another?
Let me guess. Having me back in this apartment means every corner's suddenly filled with memories, and not cozy ones.
How many people did you have to kill to keep me alive?
I mean, do you actually want to?
Yes.
Four.
And all Americans, right?
Look, who's a pissing match, okay, between intel community morons? One agency wanted you gone, the other one wanted a fresh back channel to Beijing. And all the people up top who were supposed to pull things together were just...
Absentees?
Yeah.
That hasn't changed. It's like they only want to bother running about 8% of the government anymore.
So, my team did what our bosses said, their team did what their bosses said, and we were just better.
And then they lost interest? Or that's what you said?
Honestly... They might just all be gone.
I thought Just get the money. Just get out of this hole. But then... And ever since, I'm just like this conduit, passing things back and forth. And owing a debt to you I can never possibly repay.
Way I see it, just one thing would square the books for me.
Just one thing? Though you've needed all night to work up to it?
I need to sit down. With whoever the guy is.
The guy for what?
Crossovers.
Oh, Dak.
Two. Me and one other.
One other?
Give whoever handles that my name.
So all the sex you're talking about...
Give him my real name.
...is not just sex.
Let him look me up. Won't be much to find, but enough to take an interest. Let him know I can pay my way with premium content. Let him know I don't just say things.
Oh, Dak.
Give me the details of the meet as soon as you can.
Listen. Listen, Dak. It would be one way. It would be utterly irreversible.
Can you make it happen or not?
Like, I believe that you know yourself. I've always thought that about you.
Can you make it happen or not?
So answer me this one thing, and I'll just believe you. Do you love him this much?
More.
Then I'll make it happen. I'll get you in the room with the guy. You'll have to do the rest.
Steal the Stars by Mac Rogers, starring Ashley Atkinson. Presented by Tor Labs, produced by Gideon Media. Episode 8 also features Nima Jarabchi, Rebecca Comtois, James Wetzel, Jason Howard, and Jennifer Tsai. Music by Linda Worsley. Sound design by Bart Fassbender. Directed by Jordana Williams. Next time on Steal the Stars.
I can't think of a single reason you'd come to me with falsified footage of an extraterrestrial.
This country might go up and down, sure, but it's always this country.
It's awfully late in your career to suddenly groom you as a double agent.
What if I could sweeten it?
Sweeten it how?
What if... Mr. Hayden, we met about 2 weeks ago. I'm the security chief at Quill Marine.
What the hell do you even imagine you're doing?